In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. In this morning's Gospel, we hear the familiar story of the paralytic who was lowered down by his friends through the roof to Jesus, and Jesus then forgave him his sins and also cured him of his paralysis. But today, I want to draw our attention to just one word that is so easily overlooked in today's gospel. After this man had been lowered down in front of Jesus, the gospel tells us that when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven you." That he forgave this man's sins, not because of his own faith, but because of the faith which his friends demonstrated by carrying him to Jesus and letting him down through the roof. The dedication they showed and the hope that they showed that Jesus would be able to bring this man the healing that he needed, both spiritual and physical. Because of their faith, Jesus helped this man. Now, usually when Jesus healed someone, it was because of faith that they demonstrated for themselves. That's often the case in the Gospels. Jesus sees their demonstration of faith and he helps them. But there are other cases like this, where Jesus helps another person based on the faith of someone who comes to him. An example is the Canaanite woman who followed after Jesus, pleading with him, even though he pretended to ignore her. He pretended to ignore her so that his apostles, his disciples, could learn a lesson. They could see the perseverance of this woman and then emulate that perseverance, and that we can all emulate that perseverance going forward. But Jesus, because of this woman's persistent faith and pleading with him, he healed her daughter. Another example is the Roman centurion who asked for Jesus' help for his slave or his servant who was ill. And Jesus saw that this Gentile had tremendous faith. And he was going to go and visit the servant. But the centurion shows even greater faith when he says, "No, you don't have to waste your time doing that. I know that you can simply give the order. You can simply speak the words and he will be well." And so Jesus healed the slave because of the centurion's faith. Another example is Moses in the Old Testament. When the people of Israel departed from God and they were sinning against him and even straying into idolatry, on several instances, Moses stands and pleads with God and intercedes with him. And God, because of Moses, helps the people of Israel. All of these examples drive home the point that our salvation is not simply a private matter. That we are saved together. That we need each other on this road of salvation. Because just like that paralytic, we are not always able to bring ourselves before Jesus. And it may not even be a physical limitation or ailment that prevents us from coming before Jesus, but it may be our own shame, for example, our own embarrassment, even our own negligence. But God sees the faith of those around us who love us and intercede for us, and he helps us. This is something I think important for us to remember these days as we face this global crisis And there's a lot of fear in the air. There's a lot of messages that are coming out, and they give us good advice on practical precautions that we can take. But just the weight of it, like looking at your inbox and seeing the 50 messages from every company saying, COVID-19, 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 it can really get under our skin. And the danger is that when we feel fear, we kind of withdraw into ourselves and we start thinking, what do I need to do to protect myself and protect others? And all these practical considerations come into our mind. And the thing that gets driven out is the need to pray. So often when we're under threat, prayer, it becomes our last resort, whereas it should be our first resort. Prayer not just for ourselves, but prayer for others, for our loved ones, and even for the whole world that is facing this crisis, for the healthcare workers, for the government leaders who have to make really important and impactful decisions. We should be praying for all of them. And so I encourage you, as we go forward, to follow the example of these friends who saw their friend in need and carried him to the Savior so that he could find the spiritual and physical healing that he needed. To the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.